The hacking systems have also enabled the NSA to launch cyber attacks by corrupting and disrupting file downloads or denying access to websites. Gallagher and Greenwald, after studying NSA documents made available by Snowden, reported that before the NSA can extract data from a target, it must install malware on a targeted computer or network. According to one top-secret document from 2012, the agency can deploy malware by sending out spam emails that trick targets into clicking a malicious link, they wrote. Once activated, a backdoor implant infects their computers within 8 seconds. There's only one problem with this tactic, codenamed Willow Vixen. According to the documents, the spam method has become less successful in recent years as internet users have become wary of unsolicited emails and less likely to click on anything that looks suspicious, they wrote. Consequently, the NSA has turned to new and more advanced hacking techniques. These include performing so-called man-in-the-middle and man-on-the-side attacks, which covertly force a user's internet browser to route to NSA computer servers that try to infect them with an implant. The technical capability of the government and the nefarious ends to which it is being put is enough to drive the average person to the outer limits of paranoia. Government officials argue that these are unfortunate but necessary tools to fight terrorism. Yet the written evidence left by a number of NSA employees tells a vastly different story. One unnamed official in the NSA's Signals Intelligence Directorate, SIGINT, posted his thoughts on a NSA discussion board that were included in a document released by Snowden. He wrote, "So, SIGINT is downright cool. As much as we complain about our big data problem, collection/processing issues, dismal infrastructure/outdated browsers/OSs operating systems, our ability to pull bits out of random places of the internet, bring them back to the mother base to evaluate and build intelligence off of them, is just plain awesome. One of the coolest things about it is how much, emphasis in the original, data we have at our fingertips. If we only collected the data we knew we wanted, yeah, we'd fill some of our requirements, but this is a whole world of possibilities we'd be missing. It would be like going on a road trip but wearing a blindfold the entire time and only removing it when you're at one of your destinations. Yeah, you'll see stuff, but you'll be missing out on the entire journey." In another post, this government official admitted that the NSA hunts system administrators who control computer networks and servers, then targets their private email and Facebook accounts to gather information useful for hacking into their computers and gaining access to the entire network of computers they control. "And for all the liberties we have lost, this mass surveillance program is not even particularly effective. A 2014 study of terrorism cases by the New America Foundation showed that the NSA massive phone record collection has been virtually useless in preventing terrorist attacks."